And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 7th of April, 2013.
It's the birthday of William Wordsworth, born in Cockermouth, England, 1770. For 200 years, people have gone over to England's Lake District to walk around and see Wordsworth's daffodils and all the other things he wrote about in his poems. He and his friend Samuel Taylor Coleridge collaborated on a collection, came out in 1798, Lyrical Ballads, it was called. It opened with Coleridge's The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, and it closed with Wordsworth's Tintern Abbey, an important book in the Romantic movement in English poetry. The two did not agree. Wordsworth believed that poetry takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility. Coleridge was not interested in tranquility. He said that poetry reveals itself in the reconciliation of opposite or discordant qualities. And Wordsworth got tired of Coleridge's mysticism and his addictions and his volatile behavior. Wordsworth wanted a more stable life, and in 1802, he married a childhood friend, Mary Hutchinson, settled down to raising five children. He took a government job, and he became a Tory. The poet J.K. Stephen summed up the feelings of a lot of people about Wordsworth when he wrote, "Wordsworth, at certain times forth from the heart of thy melodious rhymes, the form and pressure of high thoughts will burst. At other times, good Lord, I'd rather be quite unacquainted with the ABC than write such hopeless rubbish as thy worst." The first city-to-city television broadcast took place on this date, 1927. Secretary of Commerce Herbert Hoover was in a studio in Washington. There was an audience in an auditorium in New York City. The broadcast began with a close-up of Hoover's forehead because he was sitting too close to the camera. But he backed up and gave a speech in which he said, "There has been created a marvelous agency for whatever use the future may find, with the full realization that every great and fundamental discovery of the past has been followed by use far beyond the vision of its creator." And he was then followed by a comedian performing jokes in blackface. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Donald Barthelme, born Philadelphia, 1931, raised in Houston, Texas. Donald Barthelme, who said, "The aim of literature is the creation of a strange object covered with fur, which breaks your heart." And it's the birthday of Billie Holiday, born in Baltimore, 1915. Billie Holiday, who said, "Singing songs like The Man I Love or Porgy is no more work than sitting down and eating Chinese roast duck, and I love roast duck." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Emily Dickinson, "It Will Be Summer Eventually." It will be summer eventually, ladies with parasols, sauntering gentlemen with canes, and little girls with dolls will tint the pallid landscape as 'twere a bright bouquet, though drifted deep in Parian the village lies today. The lilacs bending many a year will sway with purple load. The bees will not despise the tune their forefathers have hummed. The wild rose redden in the bog, the aster on the hill, her everlasting fashion set and covenant gentians frill. Till summer folds her miracle as women do their gown, or priests adjust the symbols when sacrament is done. Emily Dickinson's poem, number 342. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.